Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On our Wester hotline, we're joined right now by Sabres head coach Phil Housley. Phil, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. Phil, I just want to let you know it was a 65-degree temperature change down here from Fort Lauderdale to Buffalo.
I'm going to guess it went hotter, right? I just wanted to clarify it wasn't like minus 30 down there.
No, it's like we flew in after the Jersey game, and I'm telling you, it was like a big heat wave when we got off the plane because of the humidity. But it's been 80 plus down here.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, Phil. I think we were in single digits this morning when I drove to work. So stay there for a couple days. Is there anything else you can give in terms of information on Kyle Okposo and his returning to Buffalo?
No, we should have an update later today on Kyle from our doctors. So that's where that situation is right now.
But was a concussion ruled out, Phil?
Yeah, it was just an upper body injury. We flew him back to Buffalo to get evaluated by our doctors. And that's the situation right now, but we should have an update on Kyle later today.
Okay. Marco Scandella, has the injury gotten worse or worse than you first anticipated?
He stayed in Buffalo and was checked out by our doctors, and he's been upgraded to week at this point with his upper body injury.
And then Ristolainen and Bogosian did not practice yesterday. Any update on their chances of playing tonight?
Yeah, they took maintenance days. So again, there'll be game time decisions tonight where their status is.
And Casey Nelson, does that mean he would be in the lineup tonight?
I can't answer that question. We'll have to wait and see where Zach and Rasmus are later today. But certainly it's great to have Casey back with us after he fulfilled his assignment and had a good practice yesterday, albeit it was a short one, to get our energy ready for tonight.
The season, I mean, in terms of what's going on here, you're well aware of the fact, I'm sure, that the team hasn't been able to put together back-to-back wins in over 2 months now. What's happened? What are the biggest reasons why this team has been unable to put wins together, get on any kind of a streak for a while?
Well, I think it's the situation. We're playing some very meaningful games. We're playing we're at a position where, you look at our game against, after we came off Carolina and we had made an adjustment. We played very good hockey against Detroit. I thought we really played good hockey against Winnipeg. Could have went either way. It's 1-1 late in the third. That game could have given us that second game. And then we come back and beat the Islanders, and we're trending in a good direction. And then we play. I think we get away from what has made us successful. It's almost like we take a deep breath, and we got to continue to focus on playing at both ends of the ice. And you get a game like New Jersey. It's 2-1. It's late in the third. I thought we had a tremendous push in the third period. We couldn't get that second goal. We had a lot of good looks. Larson hits his shoulder. Casey Middlestad's really in a good prime scoring area, and we don't get that goal. But at that point, we just got to stay the course, and we make a critical mistake at the wrong time, and that's sort of what I see happening. Is we're just not staying the course, and we crack a little bit. And when we're down 2-1 and we give that third goal up, then the percentages are in your favor. At least we have an opportunity to pull a goalie or try to tie the game up and get it into overtime. So we're just making a critical mistake at the wrong time, and we got to correct that and stay the course and be comfortable in the situation.
Is that more of a mental thing then, the focus issue? Is it more of a physical thing, and how do you correct it?
Well, I think it's more of a mental thing, and it's just about recognizing that situation. we're pressing, we're pressing. That, that doesn't mean when the puck's coming at us at the other end, it's just we just got to tighten that those times up and you know, fight for that shift in our end and then get back, regroup, and get back on the attack. So it's a little bit mental, a little bit just doing your job and recognizing the situation.
Wanted to ask you a little bit about one of the things that you talk about from time to time in terms of the offensive zone is guys driving to the net, either traffic in front or at least drive to the net. And it seems like didn't see a lot of that in New Jersey. And it seems like that's been an issue over the course of the season. A, would you agree? And B, do you have guys that just are not willing to do that? How do you get them to drive to the net?
Well, it's a big focus for us. You know, last couple weeks here, you know, we've been hounded on getting to zone one, and for the most part, our guys are trying to do a good job. And, you know, I think we were, you know, the last couple weeks were fourth in shot attempts from the slot. We're first overall in the offensive zone time with shot and off that getting shot attempts from the slot. So we are getting there. I think It to me, it's like in New Jersey, game against New Jersey, we're having some really good offensive zone time, but it's the timing of it. We're getting there, and then when the shot comes, we're fading off and trying to play a rebound instead of just having that one guy focus of just fighting for that space over the top and taking the goalie's eyes away, and then from that point is just fighting for that loose puck, fighting for that second opportunity. So it's not so much that we're not getting there, we're not getting shots from there, we're not creating shots off our offensive zone time. It's just the critical time where the shot's delivered, and just planting our feet and staying over the top of that goalie. And that's an art that there's a lot of good guys in this team and the team that can do it. But we're trying to find the puck, and we should just the first guy in the first layer over the goalie should just be concentrating on taking his eyes away. The second layer guy who's squeezing down on that rebound, it should be looking for a rebound. But our guys, you know, it's just a timing issue. I think we are getting there. We're not when the puck's arriving, we're fading off in the wrong direction instead of staying over to the top of the goalie. So, you know, that's going to be a big focus point tonight. We're going to take a look at some film this morning just to give the guys some visual, but we are creating from the slot in the house. We just got to get that guy to remain over the goalie.
When you say number one in shots from the slot, what was it? Number one in shots from the slot or shots from the slot per zone time? What was it specifically?
It was just in our last couple of weeks, we were fourth overall of getting shots from the slot off the rush. We were first overall for getting off our offensive zone time when we've had the puck in the zone. We're getting off that offensive zone time. We're getting shots from the slot. So we are getting there, but it's those critical times where we need to get in front of the goalie as well. If it goes low to high to the point man, and then have that second layer guy, and it's just a focus of just trying to stay right over on top of the goalie.
One of the other things I want to ask you about before we let you go, Phil, is some of the young guys on the team. I mean, Pilot had a rough third period in New Jersey, and he's been up and down of late. Guys like him, Tage Thompson, Casey Mittelstadt, do you see them getting better? Has their development stagnated at any point with any of those three guys, or are you still seeing progress from some of the younger players?
I see progress. I like where their development is. It's unfortunate that a defenseman who's the last line of defense who makes a mistake, it's very glaring. You know, there's a lot of things that lead up to that play that we could have helped on. Casey and Tage, and I like the Tage's game at time where he's attacking the game. He's using his speed. He's getting his shot off. He's a threat off the rush in the offensive zone. I really like where Casey's development is since he's come back. I mean, he had a for his first game back, it took a couple shifts for him to get into it, but I like the way he attacked the game. He's trying to create offense. He's playing well at both ends of the ice. So, you know, these guys definitely can provide a spark for us moving forward, and I like where their development is, but this is important for them playing in these tough games and these big games that's going to help them with their experience moving forward.
Well, good luck tonight against the Panthers, and enjoy the Florida weather for a few more days, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.